Mark Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Well, this is Bob Griggs again, and it's our privilege to come into your presence through means of sharing the truth of the eternal God. We're glad that you've joined us for a few moments of Bible study together once again. We saw last time how that God was referring to the rulers of Israel and Judah as a pastor or a shepherd, one who oversees the flock, one who leads them, one who is their ruler, one who protects them, and one who cares for them. And we've seen how that Israel's shepherds were false shepherds, were poor shepherds, were not doing the job that God had given them to do. And we've seen how that mankind is like sheep, Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way. And thus we see mankind is like sheep. Now in Genesis 48:15, there was a prophetic verse concerning Jacob. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day. The God who fed me. He was talking about God being his shepherd, being his pastor, the one who feeds the flock. In Genesis 49:22-24, speaking of Joseph and how he endured all that he went through, especially in verse 24, the Bible says, but his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Notice that. The mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Yes, the Lord is Israel's shepherd. And he had men that they didn't want the Lord God to be their shepherd. They wanted a king like other nations. And so God gave them kings to rule over them. Some kings were good shepherds, but some kings were evil and wicked shepherds. Now, in Psalm 23:1, David wrote, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. In John 10:11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. You see, Israel had many evil shepherds, false shepherds, bad shepherds. But Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And so we see the mighty God of Jacob, from thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. A wonderful scripture concerning Almighty God. And the stone of Israel, 1 Corinthians 10:4, tells us concerning Israel, did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. And 1 Peter 2:7-8 also speaks of Christ as the rock. And so we see that the Lord God was the shepherd for the nation of Israel and Judah. And when they did not want the Lord any longer to be their monarch, their ruler, they wanted earthly kings, and so God gave them earthly kings. And if you'll go with me to 2 Kings 21, we'll read a little about one of the earthly kings of Judah. In 2 Kings 21, beginning with verse 1 through verse 18, Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. For he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed. And he reared up altars for Baal, and made a grove, as did Ahab king of Israel, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. Notice how wicked this young king was, as he turned away from the true and the living God, and he followed after false gods. He followed after Baal, and he followed after the hosts of heaven. He worshipped the astronomy, the stars of heaven, and he worshipped the host of heaven and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. Out in the temple courts he built altars unto the host of heaven. And he made his son pass through the fire, and observed times, and used enchantments, and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards, and he wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem which I have chosen out of all tribes of Israel will I put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave their fathers, only if they will observe to do according to all that I command them, and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they hearken not. Notice the contrast. God said, I'll keep them in the land, but they hearkened not. And Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than all the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. Thus we see the judgment that God in righteousness had to bring upon the land of Israel because of their rebellion against him, because of their sin, because of their turning to follow after false gods and to worship creation rather than the Creator. And the Lord spake by his servant the prophet, saying, because Manasseh king of Judah hath done these abominations, and hath done wickedly above all that the Ammonites did, which were before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his idols, therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will bring such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria, and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And, beloved, that's exactly what God did with Babylon and the Babylonian Empire when they came in to take over the children of Israel and the children of Judah, and they took the children of Judah into Babylonian captivity. And I will forsake the remnant of mine inheritance, and deliver them, this is verse 14, deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done that which was evil in my sight, and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came forth out of Egypt, even unto this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood, very much till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, beside his sin wherewith he made Judah to sin in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. It sounds an awfully lot like the United States of America, shedding innocent blood through abortion so that America has killed more of her own people than have been killed in the wars that she's been involved in through this terrible, hideous, murderous thing called abortion. Just as Manasseh shed innocent blood very much till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another. Yes, the terrible sin of Manasseh and the judgment that God brought upon Israel because of her sin and rebellion. Now, the rest of the acts of Manasseh and all that he did and his sin that he sinned, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his own house in the garden of Uzzah, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. Yes, beloved, the false bad shepherds. That's what we're reading about. The shepherds that were wicked and that were evil. Again, woe, and this is Jeremiah 23:1. Woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my sheep, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them. And verse 4, I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more. Speaking of the future, when God will once again, and even now, is bringing the children of Israel back to the promised land, and setting them up again as a nation, and is going to protect and look after and take care of them. Mark it down, beloved. Israel is God's chosen people, and God's not through with Israel yet, despite all of those who would surround Israel to attack her and to destroy her, and the many that are enemies of Israel today, and that are issuing their threats against the nation of Israel. Beloved, God has brought Israel back, and God's going to preserve and protect and use Israel as His house of witness once again. Till next time, goodbye.